Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chris Pitero. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parrish for the out. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco is hit by the pitch. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hall reaches second base with a double. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitero juggles the ball. That's an error on Pitero. Hall moves to third. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pitero moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Pitero scores. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Bernazard reaches third base with a triple. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Blyevan. Herndon moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Bill Scherer now pitching. Joe Carter pinch hits for Mel Hall. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing left field. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Butch Benton pinch hits for George Vukovich. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scherer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Mike Fishlin now playing first base. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fishlin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando pinch hits for Jerry Willard. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Brett Butler. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Tigers. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.